This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If this is true, what I'm about to tell you, it's staggering. I'm not going to belabor it, but here's what I was told. Bill Gates could spend $1 million a day, and if he did, he wouldn't run out of money for 212 years. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. That has to be factoring into account probably things like, interest rate or whatever else. Because, what's he worth? Like $80 billion? Divided by 365. Should we do it? Let's just go ahead and do the math because I'm curious. 80 billion divided by 365. So let me do that right now while I have you guys on. So it's 80 billion. Ooh, I could only do 800 million divided by 36.5. Yep. Was 21,917,808. Is that right? 80 billion? Yeah, 80. Yeah, 80 billion. No, it would have been 8. Ooh, that's wrong. It's right. It's 219 years. Wow. 219 years. Not 212. Woo! That is some amazing cheddar right there. I mean, a million. Now, look, to maintain his lifestyle, I don't know. He doesn't seem very lavish. Bill doesn't like wearing really nice clothes and. Think about it. Everything he wants could be at his house. Bill Gates could have a compound. And on his compound, he could have a Chinese restaurant, a Thai restaurant. I'm sure, or maybe he just has a series of executive chefs and this amazing kitchen. And he says, I'm feeling like Chinese tonight. But in theory, he could just open up restaurants and only go, he and his wife, Belinda, what's her name, Melinda, would be the only ones at the restaurant forever and ever. And when he brings friends, he'd say, look, we've got 5 restaurants on the compound. Which one would you guys like to go to? And the chefs are just waiting. Just like you do when you get ready to go out. Except you'd be a captive client to them. Wow. That is a lot of cheddar, man. And I know the debt service, he's got this really fat house, probably has to redo it because it's all the technology now is old. I heard it puts up master's paintings as you walk by, on TV screens and stuff like that. Whatever. Probably old technology today. But if he refurbished it and it cost $10 million or something, $20 million. I heard the house was cost like $60 million at the time. But let's say it costs $100 million to redo. Bill Gates could go, do it. Just do it. Doesn't have to think about it. $100 million. That's when you start importing your marble and your slabs of, rock and what have you from Italy and Tuscany and wherever. Wow. Oh, hey, I don't think Aretha Franklin was as rich as Bill Gates, but she didn't have a will. Did you guys know that? She did not leave a will. You want to see some fights. Watch when there's a potential fight over an estate. Man, people go crazy. Black folks, let me tell you, family story. So my grandmother and grandfather, who's my step-grandfather, married 40-plus years. My grandfather's daughter, who's my Aunt Curly, on the day of his death, she's mad. She believes my grandmother is hiding money from her, which, by the way, my Aunt Curly was well into her 50s, maybe her 60s when her dad died, my grandfather, my step-grandfather. And so she's mad, riding in the limo with my grandmother to the place, where we're going to inter my grandfather, and she doesn't want to ride in it because she's mad, got an attitude. Now, we practically had to pass the plate to bury my grandfather. And she's saying he hid a bunch of money and all this. Let me tell you how my grandfather was. My grandfather saved a little bit of money, just enough to not have to need anything at his level. But for the most part, He died dirt poor. Dirt poor. Always had a roof over his head. Wasn't going to miss a meal. But he was dirt poor. They lived in squalor. Seriously. I remember when my grandfather would come back from gambling on the weekend and he would win $400 or $500 and he thought he was a big shot. He had a big old gangster roll full of fives and tens and twenties. And it, one guy, he won a diamond pin off the guy. And he wore that pin with his tie everywhere we went. He was so proud of it. The biggest stone in it, it was probably a total carat weight of two. And it had two half carat diamonds and then a bunch of smaller ones in a pin that was a tie tack. Think of it as a tie tack. That's all he had. But my aunt, we almost had to go to probate over nothing. Everything goes to probate, but would have fought over nothing. My grandfather had nothing of value. If his entire estate, other than the land, he bought a piece of land outside of San Antonio that he paid $30,000 for, like 3-4 acres. I'll be honest, I don't think it was worth it. But if that's what you want to fight over, fight over it. But my family's ready to go to blows over nonsense like this. My Aunt Curly. And don't leave a will. My Uncle Burrow, who was a command sergeant major in the Army, he didn't leave a will. His kids got nothing. And his ex-wife, his third or his fourth, I can't remember, but she got all the estate, and she was the one who was with him the least. You talk about some mad kids. Because he didn't leave a will. So she was still on the books as his wife. This is crazy stuff. And here's Aretha Franklin. Now, didn't leave a will. I mean, you know, that's a big estate right there. I don't know. Aretha wrote music. She's, you know, she obviously sang it, but she wrote some music too. Wow. Man, we just don't. Look, I'm gonna be ethnic here for a minute. Black folks just don't believe in doing the, you know, putting the will together. I mean, I watch my white friends, they go, okay, mom and dad, now you know you're getting close here. Okay, now. And you know you've got three kids, and we need to know what you want to do. And the kids are all there, yes, mom and dad, it's time. And they're like, son and our daughters, we've got our will prepared, and it's ready to go. We want to reassure everyone that we've, you know, and they give you whatever reassurances. We divided it equally, or we've thought about you and the grandkids. I mean, estate planning. White folks do it. Black people are like, rolling the dice. I'm going to live forever. No, you're not, man. You're going to roll craps one day and leave all that stuff to your kids. Bill Gates can spend $1 million a day for 212 years. You better know he's got a will. And where there's a will, there's lots of relatives waiting to get paid. Aretha Franklin, I hope you folks don't fight me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All kinds of crazy stuff in the news. The Catholic Church in the news. Do we have? Let's play that clip of the Cardinal. What's his name? Blaise Cupich? Let's play that clip. I can't believe this guy said this and he's going to get away with it. I don't. Man, the Catholic Church. I excoriated the Catholic Church the other day. But I'm going to just play what your Cardinal said.
And tonight, Cardinal Blaise Cupich speaks out about the explosive allegations of a former high-ranking church official. That official claims the Pope knew about charges of sexual misconduct against an American cardinal and failed to act, and says that was the cardinal responsible for the Cupich appointment to Chicago. Here's NBC5's Marianne Ahern.
Cardinal Blaise Cupich responds to questions whether disgraced Cardinal Theodore McCarrick lobbied for Cupich's promotion to Chicago.
It's not as though I just fell out of the sky.
McCarrick's influence detailed in a bombshell memo from Archbishop Carlo Vigano, the former Vatican envoy to the U.S.
The Pope has a bigger agenda. He's got to get on with other things of talking about the environment and protecting migrants and carrying on the work of the church. We're not going to go down a rabbit hole on this.
There are calls for Pope Francis to resign because of Agano's testimony that Popes John Paul II, Benedict, and Francis knew of allegations McCarrick abused seminarians and was still promoted to become a cardinal.
The record shows that whenever there's actionable information, Pope Francis acts.
The cardinal suggests a personal bias against the Pope.
Quite frankly, they also don't like him because he's a Latino.
Supich said he was unaware of the McCarrick allegations until a few months ago. He and the Catholic Extension Society gave McCarrick an award 2 years ago, now rescinded.
I wouldn't be so stupid and foolish as to allow him to be recognized.
The priest crisis is prompting the Illinois Attorney General to launch a statewide investigation.
It's not just about the Catholic Church. Let's look at all the agencies and institutions that deal with children on a day-to-day basis.
The Attorney General is asking for all six dioceses to open their files, including their secret archives. And so far, they say they will.
Wow. Wow, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. All I can say is this guy, wow. Blaise Supich. Looks like cuppage, but it's Supich. Yeah, I'd say it's seepage or sewage. They said a disgraced cardinal lobbied for Supich. You know what I'm hearing when I hear this stuff about the Catholic Church? I'm hearing bureaucracy. I'm hearing stepping stones. I'm hearing people that are not men of God, but are secular men who are stepping up through the ranks, willing to do who knows whatever, who knows what, to whom in order to get ahead. And if it means sacrificing a few altar boys or whatever, so be it. I remember being critical of Hollywood when they made this film exposing the Catholic Church and this boys, this sex ring of altar boys. And I remember thinking, Hollywood, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Always going after the Catholic Church. And then I met with a member of the Catholic Church who said to me, Kevin, he goes, I saw that movie. This is a friar, a friend of mine. He goes, I saw that movie. He goes, Hollywood got it right. How sad is that? Hollywood got it right. And then what's funny, did you hear the guy? He says, the Pope has a bigger agenda than worrying about buggering of boys, worrying about pedophiles within the church, worrying about sexual abusers and sexual deviants and people that don't follow the word of God, people that lie to your face so that they can get to your children, like the Holly weirdos and some of these people that teach. They teach because they want to be close to the source of their, you know, booty. I don't mean that. I mean, double entendre. You know, what they can steal, what they can take. Pirates plundering the booty. Again, a double entendre. Sad to say. Some people become coaches because it puts them closer to the kids. Some people get into child care because it puts them closer to the kids. They don't care about the kids. The church, I'm beginning to believe, does not care about the kids. It doesn't even care about its own doctrine. If they believe, when did the church become consumed with the environment and that of migrants? Hey, church, I have something that you might want to spend your time on. Instead of worrying about people when they run across the world and have to go to the border of another country, why aren't you doing your job within those countries? Last time I checked, most of the Mexicans I know are Catholics. Most of the people coming up from Central and South America are Catholics. Catholicism remains, I believe, still to this day, the largest religion in the world. It's certainly the richest. But he's got a bigger agenda. That agenda doesn't mean protecting the kids, protecting the families of these children that are being molested, sexually abused by the very people that they're supposed to trust above all others. And then what's this guy say? Cardinal Blaise Supich? Sewage? He says, they don't like the Pope because he's Latino. No, they don't like the Pope because this is not a Pope that is a man of God. I'm sorry. If you're Catholic and you want to be mad at me, turn the radio off or go away. I don't care. I don't see anything God-like in this guy. He follows Obama's agenda And it is a secular agenda that has nothing to do with saving souls. Come on, Catholic Church. Now, I'll go and say what one of my friends said, a young lady, Lila Rose. She says, Kevin, everything that we do has the fingerprints of man on it. It's bad. We can't throw the church away because of these activities. It's still founded in the Word of God, blah, blah, blah. And to that, I say to her, you're exactly right. I say to you Catholics, don't abandon your church. But I will say this. If you continue to just let it go and let it fester like this, shame on you. When do you take a stand? Wow, man, this is just, it's bizarre to me. Anyway, we got the church in the news. There you go. We got the wall in the news, which the church was alluding to. The idea that Donald Trump said, hey, look, we're building this wall. We have this, it's a short segment, I mean a short clip, but here it is.
Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it. Yeah, the wall will be paid for very easily by Mexico. It'll ultimately be paid for by Mexico.
You got to love that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You got to love it. The wall. It will be paid for by Mexico. Donald Trump just came off of a negotiation with Mexico on trade. And he still says, you know what? I had a great meeting with the president of Mexico, the outgoing president, the incoming president. And let me tell you what. Mexico will be paying for this wall. That's the end of it. And I'm going to get, he goes one way or the other, they're paying for it. I'm going to figure out how we make this happen, but it's another campaign promise that I'll live up to. I love it. You got it? Man, this is, we have never had anybody in office like this. Never. We may never again. I hate to say this, folks. This is a, you know, this is one of those gaps that occurs in politics that we are going to be, I don't know, 100 years before we see something like this again. When we come back, we're going to be talking about millennials. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, a memorial service was held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church.
John understood that America was
first and foremost, an idea, audacious and risky, organized around not tribe, but around ideals. Think of how he approached every issue. The ideals that Americans have rallied around for over 200 years, the ideals that the world has repaired to.
McCain will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. on Friday, where a ceremony will be held at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. In Chicago, two people were trapped and eight others were injured after an apparent methane explosion caused the roof of a building to collapse at a water treatment facility on the far south side of town. President Trump will be traveling to Indiana for a Make America Great Again rally that begins at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We talk about millennials often on this program, and you know, everybody wants to get that younger audience or whatever, and people are trying to figure out how to do it. Everybody, oh, well, you get it through pop culture. You look, millennials are little humans. Okay, they're no big deal, and yes, have we changed the way that we reach them? Sure. But let me tell you something. There's nothing new under the sun in terms of how do you market to people. You market to people by tapping into emotions that they can understand. And sometimes that's pop culture. Right now, if you wanted to tap into the younger generation, I would do something in Fortnite. If you haven't heard that word, then you're out of touch because your kids are probably playing it. It was like Minecraft a while back. Everybody's playing Fortnite. And, you know, I've watched these kids play the game. I don't get it, but if I was playing, I'd probably be into it. And they can interact and talk with one another and everything else. If I wanted to reach some kids, I'd do Fortnite. We're always looking for this new hot button to do it. But let me tell you, the new hot button is the same old hot button. It's tapping into the emotions that are universal. And that's why we call it human nature. And yes, there are. Can you target a group at some point and say, we're going to go specifically this way or that way? Sure you can. But it isn't for the people that think they're going to put some new spin on it and that's what's going to do it. You know, good luck with that. We plan to bring, and I don't even plan to, I'm going to tell you right now, TBS will bring the most black people to the Republican Party, to conservative, pragmatic thinking, than any other group in the country. There are people out there, you know, claiming they're going to do more. Go for it. You know, we're all working for the same goal, but that's what we're going to do. And we're going to reach some millennials, but you know what? I don't care if I reach all the millennials. There's a lot of people in the, you know, 35 to 65 group of black folks that I know I'm very much in touch with. So go for those youngsters. I'm going to go for the OGs. We call them the original gangsters because those are people that get it. They've lived life. These millennials are the ones who need the cry closets and the trigger warnings and all that. I don't even know who those black kids are. Go for it. I'm going for the 35 to 65 crowd that I know is sick and tired of watching these millennials act a fool. That's how we would say it in the black. My grandmother would be like, man, she got it. My grandmother said either she got out there and showed her butt and she used a different word. Or she'd say, he went out there and acted a fool. He went out there and acted a fool. That's how black folks say it. Millennials. It's a touch word for everybody. Oh, we're going to get the millennials. Let's get the youngsters. Yeah, we want them. But let me give you another little tidbit of information that people don't talk about. There are a lot of millennials who don't give a crap about the millennials. There are a lot of millennials. The overwhelming majority of millennials look at the ones who give them their definition, and they can't stand them. Think of the millennials as I'm thinking the conservative millennials. They're like conservative blacks. They look at the millennials, what the definition of millennials, which is lazy, self-indulgent, unwilling to work for a living kind of thing, and they say, that's not me. You think an overwhelming majority of the under 30 crowd doesn't want to get gainful employment and seek love and happiness and follow the Constitution the way they see it and be a part of the American fabric? It's ridiculous. But we have a squeaky wheel of millennials, and we put a lot of effort behind it, and people have bought into the idea that we got to have, and we do, don't misunderstand me, we do need to go and approach these kids. But the way we're going to approach it is we're going to cut off the pipe. Do you get what I'm saying? We have an education project that says, I'm going to stop us from funding these universities and colleges and loading them up with leftist professors, and we're going to start suing these professors. Go for it. You can go get the millennials. I'm going to change the system. That's what we're going to do. So go for it. But anyway, back to these millennials. Leave it to these millennials. They're self-absorbed. So self-absorbed, now they're beginning Botox, get this, before their skin even begins to wrinkle. You're going, seriously? Yes. Millennials are so paranoid, so self-indulgent, so self-absorbed that they want to not have the wrinkles, to prevent the wrinkles before they even get the wrinkles. And the minute I saw that, I was like, well, what are you going to do now? Are you going to get breast enhancements at 10 years old? Never too early to start sexualizing the children, right? Here was the article. While Botox is most commonly associated with middle-aged people looking to turn back the clock, there's a growing trend among the younger set who want to fight off signs of aging before they ever show up. And in social media-obsessed world flooded with selfies, it's no surprise millennials are turning to the option in order to look their best. The largest growing demographic in my practice are millennials in their late 20s and early 30s. Dr. Paul Gerard Frank, celebrity cosmetic dermatologist and founder of whatever in New York City. Yep. Preventative Botox in their 20s and 30s. Oh my gosh, is that a wrinkle? Oh my gosh. And look, I get it. We all age. I'm 72. People don't know that. I'm kidding. We all age and we want to look our best. But Botox in your 20s and 30s? Before the wrinkles even occur? I mean, what? You going to get a facelift before that occurs? Well, when do you do it? How many will you have? The superficial generation is what I call these kids. And God forbid, millennials actually go through a real crow's feet causing stress. You know, the kind of stress that they've tried to eliminate from their lives with their cry closets and their safe zones and all that. Imagine when they actually have stress. Well, at least you won't see it on their faces, huh? They're like, they won't hear the term, you look stressed. At 30, far too many millennials are still trying to figure out when in the next 10 years or so they plan to leave their parents' homes. Then again, what's to worry about when either the parents or your government guarantees everything for you? Because what I'm saying, we got this stress-free existence we've been giving to these kids, and now we give them Botox where they go, look, you don't even see it on, you don't even see my non-stress on my face for 5 decades. If it takes you until you're 40 to find yourself, don't sweat it. The livable wage is going to be there to comfort their little lazy butts anyway, right? God forbid Botox isn't covered under Obamacare. Another thing Obama tricked those gullible little bumpkins into, huh? So much for hope and change, kids. Preventative Botox. Here's what they went on to say. The concept of treating facial muscles that you use more frequently in order to avoid wrinkles from forming has become an increasingly popular procedure for young people. These days, it's just another form of grooming, like getting waxed, coloring your hair, getting facials. look, guys, these are the numbers. This is true. Dr. Frank says annual statistics from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons confirm this trend. As reported, Botox procedures increased 28% since 2010 among the 20 to 29-year-old crowd. Like grooming? Injections of a poison into your, you know, frown lines that you don't even have. And that's now considered grooming, like getting your eyebrows trimmed or whatever. God. I remember when a friend of ours, a family friend, Nancy, got a facelift. Nancy was in her mid-40s, and the facelift took years off of her age. But she wouldn't have dreamed of doing that in her 20s or 30s. And trust me, she could afford it. Filthy rich lady in her 40s. And I didn't see her when she got, because it was supposed to be like a hush-hush thing. But my grandmother knew it because she was friends with Nancy's mother-in-law, Betty, who we work for. And my grandmother, I was at a high school, private school, when Nancy came back with her facelift. My grandmother says, Nancy looked phenomenal. She got a really good job. Wow. Anyway, they say there's no exact age when you should start getting Botox, but the sooner you treat the signs of aging, the better your results will be. Of course, that's what he's going to say. That's what the dude, he's in the business of this. I mean, isn't it true of almost everything? The sooner you start, the better it works. Saving for retirement, maybe. Learning a skill and so on. The sooner you start, Kev, the better it'll be. But Botox? I don't know. I don't think I would go that far. And maybe it is true. Maybe it is better if you start early. And it'll. But what, to what end? You know what? Formaldehyde? Why don't you? What else are you going to do to preserve yourself? I mean, I don't get it. What millennials want, folks, is preventative strife. Because most haven't had any hardships for the most part in their lives. And as I said earlier, when confronted with anything remotely resembling difficulty, millennials are bailed out by the government or their PC-compliant parents. And thankfully, these chumps now live in a new world that's being formed by us. And here's what my biggest pet peeve, honestly, is it's too bad that America wastes potentially its greatest era in history on these little self-indulgent freaks, because that's what they are. Listen, we've got to take a short break. We'll be back listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The dreamers are not criminals. Those who have TPS are not criminals. The millions of undocumented workers that work every day, sweat and toil at some of the most miserable jobs in the United States of America are not criminals. We are going to determine, and history is going to determine, who those criminals are. And for me, the major criminal that exists in the United States of America is called Donald Trump. He lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue at the White House. And we're going to take actions today. And we're going to take actions tomorrow. and there will soon be a majority in the House of Representatives, and I'm going to make sure that I'm there to make sure of one thing, that we write those articles of impeachment and take them to trial before the Senate and eliminate him as President of the United States of America.
That was Representative Luis Gutierrez, who left the very House of Representatives that he claims he's going to be right there to make sure these articles of impeachment are written about Donald Trump. You want to hear about his retirement? We had a soundbite for it.
One of President Trump's sharpest critics is calling it quit after 25 years in Congress. Democratic Representative Luis Gutierrez is expected to make the announcement today in Chicago. The immigration advocate is reportedly considering running for governor of Puerto Rico. This coming just weeks after Gutierrez filed new articles of impeachment against President Trump.
And now let's get to his Puerto Rico statement. Gutierrez, he wants to run for the president of the governor of Puerto Rico, hey, okay. Here's what he says about Donald Trump and Donald Trump's handling of the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico. This story cracks me up because as you listen to it, I want you to understand this was a natural disaster. This is during hurricane season, this funny thing happened in Puerto Rico. It was hit by a hurricane, okay? And Gutierrez is like, Donald Trump wants to kill Puerto Ricans or whatever. Okay, here you go. But here's a clip. You figure it out for yourselves.
The mayor of San Juan, who was outspoken in the aftermath of the devastating storm, took to Twitter in response to these new findings. Quote, the number of deaths, 2,975, reinforces the pain inflicted on the people of Puerto Rico and the violation of our human rights. They will not be forgotten. Joining me on the phone, Congressman Luis Gutierrez. Congressman, you have followed this more closely than most folks. What's your response to this new report?
Well, did I hope the people of the United States of America remember that it's on us, that we cannot forget, that, yes, it's back in the news cycle tragically because now they're reporting nearly 3,000 deaths. I remind the American public that published, I think it was last May, Jen, it was public in the New England Journal of Medicine, very prestigious. University professors from Harvard and Colorado and University of Puerto Rico. It was 4,700 deaths. And I think that we need to remember that we need to take care of our neighbors, our friends.
How do we do that, Congressman, though? How do we make sure this doesn't happen again?
Here's how you make sure it doesn't happen again. You make sure you have a president of the United States that when there's this kind of tragedy, doesn't say the reason things aren't getting better is because the people of Puerto Rico want us to do everything for them. In other words, he called people lazy while thousands were either dead or dying. He then said, wow, you're busting my budget. In other words, you're not worth the money and the resources to help you. When you have a president of the United States that makes those kind of comments, well, you know, and then gives himself an 8. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. He said, I deserve a 10. I deserve a 10. How many was it? Just 64. Just 64. 64 deaths is one death too many. But having said that, just 64, it wasn't just 64. He gave himself a 10. So we have a president of the United States who, when he sees a tragedy, says it's too much. Why? And we, in Omarosa's book, is pretty clear, which I've read, right? It says, well, they were punishing the people of Puerto Rico because he wanted to punish Carmen Yulín, the mayor of San Juan, because she stood up forthright.
So the tongue-in-cheek quote from Trump saying, hey, you threw our budget out of whack, would have been a joke. If Obama had said it, they would make it a joke, because it was a joke. It was Trump trying to make light of the situation. And then he goes on to say, but that's okay. But does this knucklehead say, oh, it's okay? No. He doesn't care about people, blah, 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 blah. 4,700 deaths. And he references the New England Journal of Medicine as if they were out there counting corpses. That's not Corman for people to know Barack Obama. No, real bodies, not corpsmen, Navy corpsmen. And then he says the president called him lazy. Let me tell you something. In the event of a disaster, I'm just going to give you a little hint, America, for those of you paying attention. if you wait on FEMA, you will likely be dead. In the event of a disaster, you better hope that your neighbors and you are prepared to help each other. That's all President Trump was saying. But do you think Gutierrez cares about that? Of course not. Let's move on. Another subject. California dropping bail. This story was interesting to me. Here's what the story, how it reads. Suspects awaiting trial in California will now have their bail eliminated, according to a bill signed by Democrat Governor Jerry Brown. In lieu of bail, suspects will be gauged under a risk assessment system. Although the details of the program, which will take place in effect in October 2019, was not immediately clear. So here's what they're telling you. If you're a solid citizen and you get arrested, you can, and you have the money, you can't make bail. There will be no bail. Everybody's going to be part of the animalistic system of jail in California. But then they're going to do a risk assessment. Now, I'm just going to tell you, if I was a white boy in California, and let's say I was speeding or, you know, like going 100, and they're going to throw me in jail, I will tell you, your risk assessment's going to be high. Because they don't like you. They think you're a rapist. They think you're a misogynist, a sexual abuser of women, a hater of blacks. They are going to make your life miserable. You better be on the most straight and narrow of anybody in the country. You'll be calling mama going, get me a soap on a rope. Because I'm telling you, that's what this is. It says the bill gives officials 24 hours to determine whether other suspects should be released before trial. That time can be extended by 12 hours. He says, Jerry Brown says, today, California reformed its bail system so that rich and poor alike are treated fairly. That ain't fair. That is a violation of my rights as a rich person. Because let me tell you something. If I get sent to jail and I can make bail, I don't want to be in there with the sodomites. I want out. And I don't understand why this is something that's so foreign to, you've worked hard, probably meaning you're a well-meaning citizen. I'm not saying people don't do things wrong, but I've been to jail. I was in jail accused of a crime that I did not commit. And, you know, I was cool. It wasn't like I knew I was getting out. But the point is, it was no fun. It's a waste of my time. Folded up my suit. When I got out of jail, my suit was wrinkled. I had meetings to go to. And my suit was so wrinkled, I had no choice but to go home. People would have been like, Kevin, where you been? What'd you do? Stay out all night at a strip club and sleep on the sofa? I mean, I looked, you know, they folded it up and put it in a bag. But I want out. And I've got the means and the money to get out. I want to make a phone call to my attorney and it be legit. Not a public defender. Hey, Rob. Kevin here. Hey, Kev. Looks like you called me from jail. You doggone Skippy, buddy. Wrong deal, identity theft, whatever. Get down here and get me out. I'll be right there. I don't want to wait. I've worked hard not to wait. Are you kidding me? And Jerry Brown's rationale is rich people are getting out and therefore able to go on with their lives. Yeah. I see nothing wrong with that. See, he's taking away the incentive for you. I'll put it to you this way. If I was in California and I was a rich white boy, I would be looking at the map going, spinning it, going, Zimbabwe. Sounds good. Let's go there, babe. This is crazy. Suspects looking at serious violent felons won't be eligible for their release prior to trial, but the majority of suspects arrested for nonviolent misdemeanors will be let go within 12 hours of being booked. Well, good. If you want to speed it up for everybody, I'm cool with that. But if I can get out in 2 hours, I want out in 2 hours. Simple as that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.